we've usually had one guest teacher, sometimes not any guests, sometimes we just use the piano faculty from here, and we've had between 10 and 20 participants usually. This year we have 31 participants, and I'm sure that is partly due to the fact that we have two very special guests this time. I have been involved with the University of Illinois for many, many years, as people know, but I am currently on the faculty at Florida State University in Tallahassee, and Reed Gainsford is the chair of keyboard there, a piano graduate from University of Indiana University. And I'm very delighted that he's going to join us for this. He's bringing some students with him, and he's going to play the Mozart concerto that you just played on the air. And I also have been involved at Seoul National University for the last 3 years, where I've had an appointment. And one of the senior members of that faculty is Hyung Jun Chang, who is coming with some of his students, and he is going to play the Schnitker piano concerto, which is a very unusual piece, the piece that he's recorded. And along with myself, we have Timothy Aylan and William Hylas rounding out the five faculty members. So we have a full plate.
Well, this institute is a week long, or
it's 1 week long. Yeah, I mean it's slightly over a week this time because we have the gala concerts on Saturday where the students play. In fact, there are three gala concerts at 1 and at 4 and at 7:30 or 5 and 7:30, and then there will be lessons, private lessons, in the morning with all of the faculty Monday through Friday, and in the afternoon there will be a masterclass from 2:30 to 5:30. All of this is in Smith Hall, with each one of the faculty will give a class.
I have a picture in my imagination of 35 pianos playing at once in Smith Hall. Is this possible?
Not at all possible, no. But we will have two concerts in Smith Hall in addition to the ones in the Great Hall. And Tuesday and Wednesday night, there will be some solo music. And on Tuesday night, William Hylas will play some Bach and Chopin. We will have two piano pieces by Ravel, Lavaz, and the Lutoslavsky Paganini variations, played by two of my former students who are coming here from Korea, Hyeon Jung and Sun Hae Shim. And also, I will play the Prokofiev Seventh Sonata on that program. On Wednesday night, we have a little bit more two piano music by Dave Brubeck, by those two, and also four hand music between Professor Gainsford and Professor Chang, including the Mother Goose of Ravel and the Rachmaninoff Opus 11. Piano duets, which Professor Chang will play with me. And then we end that program with the suite for two pianos with Muen Wei, one of my current students, and myself playing the second piano.
Now, if I can get this straight, there'll be continuous programs, piano programs, from, is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's just both Tuesday and Wednesday are the dates of the concerts in Smith. Concerts.
Right.
Monday night is free. Thursday night we rehearse with the orchestra. And Friday night is the concert in the Great Hall, 7:30.
Concert of concertos
with Sinfonia da Camera accompanying. I will conduct. And the first piece is Beethoven's second piano concerto, which is his most chamber-like concerto.
Also really his first.
Exactly, really his first. And the orchestration is fairly light, which is what I wanted for this program. And Timothy Aylan will play that. Reed Gainsford will play Mozart K449, the E-flat concerto of Mozart, and I will play and conduct the K414 A major concerto of Mozart, and we will end with Hyung-Jun Chang playing the Schnitker piano concerto for piano and strings.
Having played a recording of it a couple of hours before this interview, I would say it's not only something of a strain for the pianist, but for the orchestra as well.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. It is, our basic component of strings, complement, I suppose I should say, of strings, is 6-6-4-4-2. Six violins, mm-hmm. First violins, 6 seconds, and so on. And there is an individual part for all of those members in this piece. Mm-hmm. So it'll be very exciting and challenging for everybody. It is a piece which is, as you've heard it, it's challenging. It's somewhat dissonant. It combines a neoclassical quality as well as a kind of impressionistic dissonance in the
I think the
mode
date is 1979.
Yes.
And Schnitger, who was born in 1934, is sort of the first big post-Soviet name to come out of Russian music. He's also described as a German composer. He left the Soviet Union and set up shop in Germany.
Yes. Well, that's not unprecedented.
No.
But he's has a really individual voice. And the more you listen to it, the more you appreciate that it's genuine, and it's he really knows what he's doing, and he knows what he wants, and I appreciate that. I only came across him many years ago as the writer of cadenzas to various concertos. So Gidon Kremer used to play the Schnitger cadenza to the Beethoven violin concerto, for example. So he's very creative and a little bit, I suppose, outrageous in some ways. People will take it for what they get out of it. I think it's worth a very worthwhile piece.
And the general concert for the students will be
Saturday. Three concerts, because we have 30 people, so we must. Spread it around. And so the first one will be in Smith Hall at 1 o'clock, and then the second two concerts will be at 5 and 7:30 in the Great Hall.
And will they be playing a selection of their own choice that they have prepared?
Yes, they've given us at least two pieces, two large works that they're working on, so they will play those in lessons, in masterclasses, choose which one they want to play in the final concert. Yeah.
And so the students have come from far and near, take it.
I have five of my students from Seoul National University coming. Professor Chang has two or three of his. Professor Gainsford has three or four of his from Florida. I have some students from here of my own. And, of course, there are students of Professor Hylas and Alan from here. So we're very well blessed with a large amount of people from a variety of backgrounds and from many nations.
So for the concerto concert, there will be in the audience many enthusiastic young pianists.
I hope so.
Right. Yes. Well, it sounds like a joyous week of piano playing and the appreciation of piano music. And to repeat again for the general public, Tuesday and Wednesday
in Smith Hall, 7:30.
A public concert.
And I want to stress that the masterclasses, which are in Smith Hall from 2:30 to 5:30, every day of the week, Monday through Friday, are completely free and open to the public. And we very much encourage piano teachers, piano lovers, music lovers to come and listen to these young pianists play and be critiqued by these faculty members. I think it's going to be quite interesting.
And then the big concert on Thursday night.
No, Friday night.
For Friday night.
We will be rehearsing it on Thursday night. Yeah.
Thursday night rehearsal. Friday night, the big concert.
Friday night, and then July, Bastille Day, the big concert.
Bastille Day, and then the triple event on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Right. I think we have it straight now. And I wish you well with this rather enormous accomplishment.
Thank you very much.
Right. And now, back to some more Mozart.